All right, everybody. Good morning, church family. How's everyone doing this beautiful Sunday? Woo! I'd like to welcome you all to Jazz Tracks 2021. You guys feeling it? So, it's good to see you guys here. And hey, what a beautiful Sunday to be here. Amen. We doing all right? Everyone good? We having a good July? Everyone had a good July 4th? Anybody lose any fingers or anything? We were close. Hey, it's good to see you guys. Welcome. Welcome to our first Celebration Sunday. Is that what it's called? I'm going to call it that. This is going to be a little different today, okay? We're going to have some fun. There's going to be a lot of worship today. We're going to have some testimony, share what God's doing on this island. And don't we, as Christians, don't we have something to celebrate? Yeah. More than anyone, we have something to celebrate today. And so we're going to do that. And a lot of this celebration, too, is for the Hobbs family. They're heading out. But we love them, and we are thankful for their years of service. Speaking of their moving, we are raising some money to help them in that process. $5,600, $5,700. Sounds like a lot. We're over halfway there. We love your support in that. You can do it online. You can do it here in person. We want to bless them and send them out. That'll take care of all the Ritz-Carlton stays along the way. All right? Hey, real quick, as the band comes up, I'm ready to worship today, guys. There's something to celebrate. God has been good. He has been faithful. We're kind of wrapping up this outdoor service year, but man, it has been awesome. Have you guys enjoyed it? There has been great unity. Great things have been done here in Bird Park. And so let's do it once more today, all right?
Yeah. Awesome, Reed. Thanks. Again, too, as you want to sing along with us, those tables have some QR codes that you can scan with your smartphone if you want to follow along with some lyrics. And as you're comfortable worshiping, standing, dancing, clapping, just sitting, whatever is a good posture for you this morning to connect with the Lord, let's give Him praise in this beautiful creation that He has given us today.
Have you ever seen the wonder in the glimmer of first sight? As the eyes begin to open and the blindness meets the light. If you have so say, I see the world in light. I see the world in wonder. I see the world in life. Bursting in living color, I see the world your way, and I'm walking in the light. Have you ever seen the wonder in the air of second light? Having come out of the waters, let the old one so say, I see the world in light. I see the world in wonder. I see the world in life, bursting in living color. I see the world your way, and I'm walking in the light. I see the world in grace. I see the world in gospel. I see the world your way, and I'm walking in the light. I'm walking in the wonder. You're the wonder in the wild, turning wilderness to wonder. If you have so say, I see the world in love. I see the world in freedom. I see the Jesus way. You're the wonder in the wild.
Put your hands together, guys. Here we go.
I see the world your way. I'm not afraid to follow. I see the world your way. I'm not ashamed to say so. I see the Jesus way, and I'm walking in the light.
see the world.
I see the world in light. I see the world in wonder. I see the world in light, bursting in living color. I see the world your way, and I'm walking in the light. I see the world in grace. I see the world in gospel. I see the world your way, and I'm walking in the light. I'm walking in the wonder. Feel the wonder in the wild. Turning wilderness to wonder. If you have soul, say, I see the world in love. I see the world in freedom. I see the Jesus way. You're the wonder in the wild. Turning wilderness to wonder. You're the wonder in the wild. Turning wilderness to wonder.
When the weight of life begins to fall, on the name of Jesus I will call. For I know my God is in control, and His purpose is unshakable. It doesn't matter what I feel, it doesn't matter what I see. My hope will always be in your promises to me. Now I'm casting out all fear, for your love has set me free. My hope will always be in your promises to me. As I walk into the days to come, I will not forget what you have done. For you have supplied my every need, and your presence is enough for me. It doesn't matter what I feel, it doesn't matter what I see. My hope will always be in your promises to me. Love has set me free. My hope will always be in your promises to me. Oh, oh, you will always be more than enough for me. You will always be more than enough for me. Nothing's gonna stop the plans you made. Nothing's gonna take your love away. You'll always be more than enough for me.
You will always be more than enough for me. You will always be more than enough for me. Nothing's gonna stop the plans you made. Nothing's gonna take your love away. You will always be more than enough for me.
Proclaim it, you will always.
You will always be more than enough for me. You will always be more than enough for me. Nothing's gonna stop the plans you made. Nothing's gonna take your love away. You will always be more than enough for me.
Doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter what I feel. It doesn't matter what I see. My hope will always be in your promises to me. Now I'm casting out all fear, for your love has set me free. My hope says to me, doesn't matter what I feel, it doesn't matter what I see, my hope will always be in your promises to me. Now I'm casting out all fear, for your love has set me free, my hope will always be in your promises to me.
Promises to me, your promises to me.
Through every battle, through every heartbreak, through every circumstance, I believe that you are my fortress, you are my portion, you are my hiding place. I believe you are the way, the truth, the life. I believe you are the way, the truth, the life. I believe through every blessing, through every promise, through every breath I take, I believe that you are provider, you are protector, you are the one I love. I believe you are
set on you, and you meet me here today with mercies that are new. All my fears and doubts, they can all come to, because they can't stay long when I'm here with you.
It's a new horizon, and I'm set on you, and you meet me here today with mercies that are new. All my fears and doubts, they can all come true, because they can't stay long when I believe in you are the way, the truth, the life.
God's people said, amen. Well, you may be seated. As we shared, wow, this battery's going to die soon. Here, Dan, can you take this mic and just, there's some batteries in that bag there. We're going to be having some people sharing some testimonies today. We just want to celebrate the goodness of God. We've been singing about it already this morning. The promises to me. He's promised things to you individually. He's working in your life, possibly stripping fear away, right? Or possibly just the expanding of our thinking of Him not keeping God in a box, or just even functioning like God's in certain boxes, rather than just fully in charge of our life, and we're submitted and we're following Him, right? And so what do we want to do on these? Probably like once every, you know, 4 to 6 weeks, we're going to do these celebration services. And many of you probably have stories we would love to know. You might be in a study group right now. You might be just learning so much from some of the messages that you're hearing on a Sunday. Maybe it's in some of your own devotions during the week, and God's just revealing things to you. He's really been changing your life. And we would love you to, you know, let one of your leaders know that you might be growing with. And we would love to eventually bring you up here too as well to just share with the body. I think the more we hear story from each other, more of us will relate to each other. Like, wow, that's part of my story too. I can relate to that. And there can be encouragement one to another as we continue to move and grow together as a family. And we are so excited to, again, like Reed said, just the unity that we've been seeing between Singing Waters, ACC, Catholic Church, people coming out here together just to honor God with our lips, our hearts, to submit ourselves to Him together. And we just celebrate that. This morning, in a little while, after some more worship, we'll be also bringing Andrew and Shelley up. We want to pray for them. We want to commission and bless them and send them off in more of the Lord's work, just as they've brought faithfully the service that they're calling to God, the message that God had been moving in their life. And they brought that to us. And many of the stories you're going to hear today will be testimonies really from that message. It's not about Andrew or Shelley. It's about the gospel. It's about freedom of a heart. It's about a wholeness of a life, right? It's like literally transformation is such a beautiful thing because it's so not us. And it's like we depend completely on God. And that's the beauty of testimony, is you'll get to hear that from individuals this morning, just to encourage you. So I want to bring up Janaea and Katie to start this morning. And I've asked each of them just to share a part of their story. Story takes a while to express. And so I've asked them just to do a part. And then if you're interested later after the service about more information about their story, then definitely track them down and talk to them, because I'm sure you're going to want to know more after this. But let me start with Janaea. And yeah, I'll just let you share what God had put on your heart as I asked you to pray about it.
Yeah. So Shelly and Andrew brought to the island something that I hadn't heard before, and it was this captivating, wild at heart message, and specifically what just really rocked my world, that the Lord just used them to tell me and use those books in this message, that God created male and female in His image. I know that doesn't sound groundbreaking, but like that's my kid in the back crying. But male and female, He created in His image, meaning that we're both images of God. That just a male on his own doesn't show all of God's encompassing personality and attributes and beauty, but that both are needed and necessary to show who God really is. So we need femininity. We need masculinity. We need tenderhearted. We need men that are going to protect. We need adventure goers. Like, we need all of it for us to impact the world, right? For us to impact our communities, our families. So it made me come alive, and it was so fun to get to know my husband at the time, was just a friend, how it made him come alive. That he was like, I feel like masculinity becomes this thing in the outside in the other world where it's like toxic and it's bad. And he's like, but to hear a message that my masculinity is needed, is necessary, is countercultural and so freeing. So I just want to encourage all of you. You don't have to get it through the message. It's literally from God's word that this message comes from. It just helped me to read it in a different way. Sometimes I get bogged down from hearing the same thing. Like you just heard me say, God created male and female. It's like, yes, next, Genesis 1, okay. You know? So I really encourage you to delve deeper into the scriptures. And if sometimes the study book helps, just to hear God's heart for you, for how He made you specifically for you and the gifts that you have to offer.
And maybe one thing, if you don't mind me prodding just a little bit more, for you specifically, in the awesome mother heart of God, what is one maybe thing that you feel He's giving you opportunity out of that design and out of that image bearer to bring maybe to you, your family or your friends or your environment? Like, is there maybe an example of that for you? Because I love that you shared about your husband, too, because that's awesome.
So Jonathan wants me to cry. No. So I've always heard before having my baby that the mother's love is, there's nothing like the mother's love, you know? And I just was like, okay, whatever, you know? And what God's shown me is that his heart for us, even though he's not technically a female or mother, he has a mother heart of God, like Jonathan just mentioned. And he gives all of us that opportunity to be fathers and mothers to those around us, even if we don't have children. And that moment where I realized that I will and have and can sacrifice my life for you was, I don't have words. I love you, I love you, I love you, I will do anything for you, and I would literally lay my life down. It's a whole nother layer of love, of sacrifice. In my own life, I was surprised to be pregnant, but I was so excited once I got God's vision for my family and for what it meant for me and my relationship. We are both selfish people. We still are, but by getting a child so early, it forced us to look at each other in the mirror and look at our hearts with God and say, we are really selfish. Please help us to love this child that you've given us, that you've blessed us with. And I know I'm biased, but he is incredible. So that's kind awesome.
Thank you so much, Jania. And Katie, I asked, you know, each of us can be looking at the same scripture, or you could be in the same group hearing the same stuff, but impacted in totally unique different ways. And so, Katie, maybe for you, some of the ways that God has been impacting you in the same message.
Yes, so where John maybe wanted Jania to cry, like, that will just happen. I do feel led to just share right away that you guys, like, I don't talk through tears of pain anymore. Like, my tears this morning are because there is a God that loves me so much. Like, so much. It's so crazy. Awesome. If you are not familiar with Captivating, if you're a woman, that would be the book for you. It immediately starts these probing questions, like, do you feel beautiful? Do you feel irreplaceable? Do you feel, etc.? And for me, all these questions were a quick no. No. And I got this invitation to look at Captivating again. I'd previously looked at it. I'd read the book. It was great. It was good material, but I couldn't do it on my own. And that's what Jesus does. He invites you again. Let's look at it again. And this time, not alone. And when John had asked me what I thought about Captivating, what it did for me, what my takeaway was, it made me think about if you are somebody who doesn't know what we mean when we say a relationship with God, or hearing from God, and I just visually saw that what that would mean is being in a room with your friends in a small group sharing the worst, the dirtiest, the ugliest, the most painful. And not just being hugged, but being held and being told, I still love you. I love you more. Like, there's nothing you could do to undo that love. And for me, that was the groundbreaking thing. That, like, there's nothing you can do. There's nothing you did that God's love can't undo. And that's what this message did for my life. It gave it back to me that I can say, like, I'm not hurting in that way anymore, that I'm confident and firm in the Lord's love for me and my relationship with him.
Oh, so good, Katie. Thank you so much. You got through it. That's awesome. Yes, you did so good. Each of us that would share our hearts to you, and you'll hear from another one in just a moment. You know, we're undone. We are not done being changed, transformed. This is a part of the process. And so as they're expressing, here's some points of big change, yet we continue to lead in, because those of us that might be married, or those of us that might have kids, or those of us that are just, you know, single and navigating through life, there are just, I mean, career decisions, there's life decisions, there's brokenness, there's, and so God is after all of that, and the message of freedom for us to live out of that whole heart. And so to give him your whole heart, and that's why I appreciated even you, Katie, just to go through the tears of some of that honesty, to say it took laying down those things again, to have Jesus come in again and go after like those places, because that's Jesus. That's your savior. That's your restorer. That's your provider we sang about today. And that's what he's after, is that whole. Because, man, what we're whole. Isn't it awesome just to worship out of that place of just knowing you're loved, you're saved in every way. So thank you, too. Let's give them one more hand. And as we do that, Theo, my brother Theo, Tapa Theo. One of our wild men, from the very beginning, I mean, we went to a boot camp and our hearts were like radically impacted, just, and we were like, we gotta do something. We gotta like meet regularly. We can't just go once maybe a year or 2 years or something to a boot camp and try to sustain. It's not gonna happen. So Thea's been in there from the beginning with us, just a core group of guys that just prayed and seek God on how to, you know, just bring this to other people. But I asked Theo to come up because one of the things, and the word invitation was said tonight, or today, this morning already, of just being invited in, and you were talking with me the other day somewhat about that invitation, what that was for you, what that meant for you. What was God inviting you into in those beginning stages of change for you?
Yeah, right. So so this pastor from Florida comes to my work, and he invites me to something greater than I ever thought of being invited to. And at the beginning, I didn't know what it was all about. And I was all confused. First of all, because my English is second language to me. So he invited me to something, and I say yes. And when I show up, he's like, "Oh, I didn't think you were going to come." And surprisingly, I made it. And I almost didn't make it, mm-hmm. but I made it anyways. So the invitation was to something that I had to learn, or that I was taught already, but I had to unlearn that. I had to learn all the ways that I was taught of, specifically, and I can speak of. You know, it comes to my mind, Noah's story. One of his sons, he's looking for his wife, and he's claiming he's dead. Like, hey, it's not what God, it's, you know, we made us whole together, you know. We need a wife. I need a wife. And the father, Noah, told his son, like, yeah, you don't forget that he has provided you what would you need, you know. And he's always like, yeah, I need a wife, you know. And he went out and looked for her, and terrible things happen. And that's what my life did. Five relationships broken.
Sorry. No, it's all good, man.
My relationship broken that I was looking for, because I thought that was the way to be, but I was looking on the wrong direction, on the wrong way. I was looking at a woman differently. I wasn't looking for their heart, for their soul. I was looking for my flesh. I was looking for what was interested to me. She was beautiful, and you know, that's what I needed. And but there was no God in between. You know, I always wanted this. I always wanted this. And so I had to learn to to fight for their love, to look at women differently. Is they're not just a thing like I was taught that, you know, you can use him, you can get whatever you want because you're a man. You're supposed to do these things. And that was the way I was taught, you know. And so I had to learn how to love. And I had to begin with me being father. Me being learned. Did I belong to something? Yeah, someone? And share that love because, like Eddie says, he will never stop loving us. Mm-hmm. But I have to learn that I have to change my ways in order to love women. And so he blessed me with a daughter. She's 22 years old now. And he taught me a lot of things. You know, and this master chat taught me a lot of things to, you know, become son, become someone, and see woman and treat woman the way Jesus did. You know, and see the beauty, mm-hmm. and see the wholeness of it. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's a little bit of a story.
Yeah. No one thinks, bro. This, as hard as it is to get through this stuff in testimony, that's part of what's hard is it's real. This is a part of your life. Yes. And I've got to witness, and the other brothers here have got to witness, just such a radical change of exactly what he's talking about. To be able to one, obviously, the renewing of the mind, the way that we do start thinking rightly about people, but watching how you've been being fathered by God, truly learning how to let God love you, to know what that love really is, to then be able to see you doing that with your daughter. And it's a beautiful thing. And so I just thank you for staying faithful to that work with God. And so can we give Theo a hand?
Thank you.
Awesome.
Yeah, thank you.
And I'm praying and hoping that some of this might be stirring some things in your life, and that's part of what we want to do on these once in a while, is to stir story with you. You might be relating to some of these stories. Feel free again afterwards to talk to them and share your story with them and them with you. But let's jump back into some worship if you would like to. Let's just celebrate because, again, God's been so good, right? And he's a God with us. And this song, I love it. It's called Another in the Fire. And again, just God walking life right there through all the aspects of our story. And so let's continue to worship, celebrating the testimonies we've heard and the goodness of God.
Feel free to stand up if it helps you just worship better.
There's a grace when the heart is under fire. Another way when the walls are closing in. And when I look at the space between where I used to be and this reckoning, I know I will never be alone. There was another in the fire. Standing next to me, there was another in the waters, holding back the seas. Should I ever need reminding of how I've been set free, there is a cross that bears the burden where another died for me. There is another in the fire. My dead left for dead beneath the waters. I'm no longer a slave to my sin anymore. Should Should I fall in the space between what remains of me and this reckoning? Either way, I won't bow to the things of this world. I know I will never be alone. There was another in the fire, standing next to me. There was another in the waters, holding back the seas. Should I ever need reminding, the power set me free. There is a grave that holds nobody. Now that power and still is and will be through it all. So come what may in the space between all the things unseen and this reckoning. I know I will never be alone. I know
this next song, even though it starts a little slow, you may want to stand for this one because it's going to get moving. But
all right, for the four people that know Spanish in the crowd, don't worry about it. We got you. For everybody else, this song's about a faith of a mustard seed. And God says that if you have the faith the size of a mustard seed, you can move mountains. So that's a little bit about that. Let's do it. Si tuvieras fe como un granito de mostaza, eso lo dice el Señor. Si tuvieras fe como un granito de mostaza, eso lo dice el Señor. Sudelerías a las montañas, muévanse, muévanse, sudelerías a las montañas, muévanse, muévanse. Si tuvieras fe como un granito de mostaza, Eso lo dice el Señor. Si tuvieras fe como un granito de mostaza. Eso lo dice el Señor. Tú le darías a las montañas. Muévanse, muévanse. Tú le darías a las montañas. Muévanse, muévanse. Y la montaña se moverá. 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 Se moverá, se moverá. Y la montaña se moverá. Se moverá, se moverá. Y la montaña se moverá. Si tuvieras fe como un granito de mostaza. Eso lo dice el Señor. Si tuvieras fe como un granito de mostaza. Eso lo dice el Señor. Tú le darías a las montañas. Muévanse, muévanse. Tú le darías a las montañas. Muévanse, muévanse. Y la montaña se moverá. 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 Se moverá, se moverá. Y la montaña se moverá. Se moverá, se moverá. Y la montaña se moverá.
Make sure this morning, even through all the different stories and people that have been faithfully living out the message that God's asked them about, it's not about us, it's about God, right? It's about Jesus who's come, made a way for us. Worthy is his name, you know? So let's give him praise this morning.
Rumors of the Son of Man. Stories of a Savior. Holiness with human hands. Treasure for the traitor. No ear had heard, no eye had seen. An image of the Father. Until heaven came to live with me. A rescue like no other. For you are worthy. You are worthy of your name. You are worthy. You are worthy of your name, Jesus. Did not speak, you made no sound. You died for your accusers. As your blood fell to the ground, you redefined my future. The King of Kings has claimed his throne.
my author, my maker, my ransom, my savior, my refuge, my hiding place. You're my helper, my healer, my blessed redeemer, my answer, my saving grace. Hope you can relate to these.
You're my hope in the shadows, my strength in the battles, my anchor for all my days. You stand by my side, and you stood in my place, Jesus, no other name.
You may be seated. I have one more testimony to bring up. Shane, and another one of our wild men. And again, I asked him, just what has been the impact on you? Just the message that we've been kind of living in together and what you can express.
Thank you, John. If those of you don't know me, it's because for many years here on the island, our family lived out at Campus by the Sea, and I've been the guy who commutes back and forth from town in a little boat. And with the start of COVID, that all kind of radically changed. For 25 years, I've been engaged in Christian ministry, working at Christian camps, both here and off the island. We came back in 2010 and was pretty full-time out there at CBS. 2015, we moved into town, and I continued to commute back and forth. But it was a big part of my identity to be part of a Christian ministry, reaching out to Christian youth. And with COVID, that all kind of stopped. The camp stopped operating, and I got laid off and moved my kind of professional focus to town and started working at a hotel. And that was a rough transition, as you might imagine. I've, so much of your life's devoted to that. And God's perfect timing, we had this men's ministry here in town that you've heard referred to many times as the Wild Men. And I've had a scattered past of involvement with men's groups throughout the years. They are on the spectrum of hokey to like way too intense, and others that are just like completely ineffective. It's just a hangout time. And John and Andrew's passion for this message that Janae alluded to, this idea of wild at heart in that. And I don't subscribe wholeheartedly to stuff like that, but there is a message in there that resonates with men. And that's the idea that every man is looking for a battle to fight, a beauty to rescue, and an adventure to live. And it matters not what age you are as a man. Those themes resonate with you. And as you see popular media and movies, adventure movies, action adventure stuff, all those things are there. And it's because I believe the Lord has placed those narratives into our life. The life that we live and struggle through have these common themes: a battle to fight, a beauty to rescue, and an adventure to live. And as I was making that transition from working full-time at this Christian ministry, you would have these doubts of thinking, okay, maybe the significant part of my Christian walk is now behind me. You know, the most significant thing I've ever done for the Lord may now be in my past and not on the horizon. And to be involved with a group of men cross generations from 20-year-olds to guys pushing 70 and older, and see them have commonality and go out on a hike here on the horse trail and find things that they can talk to and relate to centered on Jesus was just that life raft I was looking for. And beyond that, the power of invitation, when Andrew invited me to be a part of their core group that was kind of leading this ministry, and be invited into that, is just an amazing, amazing thing. Some of the takeaways for me, and that I think is a lesson for all of us, is that God has brought experiences, education, skills, and talents into your life to perfectly craft you for a specific ministry. And I think that's what the Hobbs have responded to, that they have taken all the experiences and things in their life, come to this little island, and use those things to the fullest, the things that make them come alive, that they're engaged in, whether it's coaching or teaching or stand-up paddleboarding. All those things have came together for them here in this little place, and they've reached so many people. And that's a lesson to me, that the things that the Lord has poured into me and shaped me, I can use those to touch and expand the message of the word. The other thing is that power of invitation. I think Theo referred to that as well, that what you have or what you're involved and engaged with is meant to be shared. And just to ask another individual, hey, will you come on this hour hike? Will you come and be a part of a wild man meeting? Is just so tremendous and powerful. And that's what I would want to leave with all of you, is don't forget the power of invitation, and try to focus on what God has specifically shaped and designed you, and engage in that and take a risk.
Awesome. Thanks, Shane, so much. And one thing I just want to echo that Shane just shared there was not being at the best of your life all behind you, but yet before you. And one of the cool things that we love too within our Wild Men group is having what we call sages, or some of these older men, to speak into some of the younger men's lives. And it's almost like sometimes it can even be viewed as that you're in your prime right now for that stuff to speak. And I've received it, and Daniel and others, some of these guys have really received from you, and we're so thankful for, again, just how, you know, you being, you know, submitting to the Lord in that work to walk and go, I'm going to continue to live how you would have me live, as in each of these settings, like you've done in camp or now in here in town. And so thank you for sharing that with us. And so let's give a hand for Shane this morning. Thank you again. Lastly, I want to bring up Andrew and Shelley. And we had been mentioning this a few weeks back, that they had a new call on their life to head to Florida for some ministry that God is directing in their life there. And, you know, these two are really amazing. For those of you that have had relationship with them and experienced ministry with them, I just celebrate these two for just living faithfully in that message that God has put on their life. You know, they you know, like Paul uses the words a lot about being an ambassador, being, you know, we are representatives, all of us. Like, the way you live your life, you represent Christ and the call upon our lives. And these two exhibit that very much ever since they've been here with us, and just bringing what the Lord has been teaching and showing them. And they just continue to do that wherever God is like, hey, God, where are we going? What are we doing today? You know, and it's like, what are we doing this month? And so now they're journeying. They got a lot of family and stuff, and they're going to share a little bit with you, but I just wanted to give them a few moments to update you on kind of where they're at, because what we want to do in just a few minutes here is we're going to gather around them, and we want to commission them, send them in the power of the Spirit to continue to be blessed and provided for to do what you will always continue to do, you lovingly awesome people. So here you go, Andrew and Shelley.
Thanks, John.
Yeah, John, more than thanks. This whole service
This is fun, isn't it? Not that the other services are not fun. This is fun, though, celebrating. We're celebrating with you today, and I want to say thank you for the testimonies, ladies and guys that got up here. To God be the glory, all of it. To God be the glory, all of it. Great things he has done and is going to continue doing. That's what we're here to celebrate, right? The psalmist says, I run in the path of your commands, for you've set my heart free. That's the only verse I need from David. Don't ask what a person needs. Ask what makes you come alive, and go do that. Because what Avalon needs is a person who's come alive. Find that passion. Allow God to use that passion. I love what you had to say, Shane, about invitation. To God be the glory for all of that. We're on mission. I can't even begin to put into words how grateful I am for almost 11 years here and serving here. I'm not finished yet. Although this is Shelley's last service, I'm going to be here a few more after I drive her to Florida this week. I'll fly back for a few more Sundays to finish the summer out with Grace. Basically, I'm here for Grace. She has a great summer job, and we're going to continue packing a few things. But I came here as a 40-year-old youth pastor and pastored to young adults with a desire to love God, love others, and help build this church. I've grown. So many memories and friendships. The beauty of this island, I want to say it's the dive park. I want to say it's Lover's Cove. At first, I thought it was this palm tree with all this sand out here just stuck in the middle type thing. The beauty of Catalina is right here in front of me. It's the people. It's the people. It's the community. It's the challenges, some of which a door may slam right in your face. Not everybody's like Theo that says, sure, whatever you want me to do, I'll go. I'll go to that. Some stories are hard, but they've made us stronger. They've been incredible years for us. From working with students and preaching and teaching, training, coaching, beginning a new church service specifically focused on the unchurched and the unsaved, and more importantly, building a movement that would rescue the hearts of men and women on this island and the mainland. This will last until the Lord comes back. This is not my work. This is what we were called to do. Jesus is the one who's been faithful. Literally, our goal has been to help those interested in becoming closer to Jesus and find him. My good friend, sitting right over here with less than a day's notice, came to boot camp, just dropped what he was doing, got approval from his work, and just went the next day to a boot camp and was just telling me the things that he came back with, and his life will never be the same, and how his marriage is straightening out, and some things are going on. Jesus is working behind the scenes. He's the one. It's been quite a ride. I'm a better person. I'm a deeper thinker. I'm more committed in my relationship with Jesus because of my relationships. And there are some key ones. John, right? I won't forget his name. There's no way. Serving together with him, I've learned so much. And when I think of the beauty here, I think of what God has done through those relationships to my heart and even affecting my marriage as a husband, as a father. I'm richly blessed, and I love being one of your pastors. I love teaching the Bible, and I love sitting under that teaching as well with Enrique and Ron and others that I love listening to or even reading. Great mentors. I may not have ever met them personally, but I've read their books, and they still have a relationship as sages in my life. And I love your passion for learning as a church. I love your concern for your neighbors. I love this turnout, even in golf carts. This is great. And the neighbors that you have pursuing God in all the areas of your life, the PTL group, which has fluctuated in numbers and size, and some new faces that have come and gone from when we first began. I love your dedication to giving and giving generously. Talking to you, hearing about what God is doing in your lives. Avalon, God knows we love you. As a family,
the church here in Avalon will continue to be our mother church. Although many miles are going to separate us, we plan on visits. As often as God says, go back and visit. Here's your provision. Our best friends are here. Co-pastors that are friends are here. In the Wild Men West ministry, for me, for many, many years, I'll continue to serve in this as we offer ministry online and combine boot camps for men and Captivating for Women, where we can get our guys together and celebrate what God's doing. I'm not resigning from ministry. My calling's not changed. I'm just accepting a new assignment, as I said a few weeks back. A new mission field awaits. First of all, I'll make this very quick. My dad needs me. My mom passed late February, and he has provided a way, and God has spoken to the two of us that there is a ministry right now, first and foremost, to family. My dad's 92, and he's still kicking, and he needs me. And for some of you who know what I'm talking about right now, you'd give your right arm to have that opportunity. I'm taking it. I'm taking it. And I'm so grateful God's pushing us into that. Second thing is, I'm a grandpa, and there's more buns in the oven right now. And this is an important year for both. And my son is also getting married. There's a lot happening in that season of family. Secondly, I'm going to serve as an ambassador of Wild Men. This position's just kind of developed in the last couple of weeks. I wish I had a whole lot more to share with you, but I just know this message will not stop. I am going to continue doing it, working hand in glove with Wild at Heart and those based in Colorado. From what I understand, there are great churches where we're going to, some of which have hosted some basic boot camps. But the follow-up, the discipleship for the men, something that we do weekly here, is not happening. And it doesn't exist. And guys are hearing a great message similar to what Katie was sharing, but they're not getting a second shot at it. They're not going through the notes. They're not staying in the notes. There's no one really working with them. That is my place. That is my place in the story. As an ambassador, I want to sew that up. I want to help with those loose ends in addition to serving as a grandpa and visiting with my dad. That's my ministry. You can partner with that, maybe financially, and help out. It is a 501c3, and in this first year, somehow a partnership with ACC will take place, and you'll find out more about that in the upcoming weeks. We have to move into that. I just know one thing's for sure. That's my calling. Third, Paul taught us that a tent-making job is not a bad idea. And Lisa, Kamala, you're watching this live right now from Florida. Lisa is a part of the Christian Surfers Association and a physical therapist in the past full-time. She's given up that occupation to some degree, almost entirely, to form a brand new stand-up paddle company that is going to take over St. Augustine, Jacksonville, and the Ormond community. It is called Sun Sal, which is sun and Portuguese sal for salt, sun and salt. And tours, lessons, retail, sales on the boards. And I like tours. I like giving tours. It's also a ministry, as Lisa loves Jesus. And I'm grateful for that more than anything, and that's what brought us together through the Christian Surfers organization. My wife and kids are also going to be involved in this mission, and we look forward to the day that a phone call comes, because you're on your way over there to check it all out and to share in our home and the hurricanes and the humidity along with us.
And the bugs.
I wanted you to hear that because there's no other reason for us leaving. I've said this before, but if you're new or you're attending for the first time since several weeks ago, there's nothing divisive going on here. There's nothing resentful. There's nothing that's been hurtful or bitter that I've been holding on to, something the church has done to me or my family. Quite honestly, it's the exact opposite. I'm leaving here with the joy of the Lord as my strength. My gosh, look at this service. And I'm also able to leave with full integrity and very strong leadership support. These guys, even though this is a tough thing to talk about, they're behind me 100%. In fact, I feel that. And I've talked a lot. Anything from your heart, your world?
Yeah, I didn't have anything planned to say. So I just want to say thank you to
my friends out here. And these songs have meant so much to me today. And I mentioned that as at practice because the words are just piercing my heart and I'm having a hard time singing without just bawling, but God is faithful. You know, he is our provider. He is our strength and nothing else matters even when I don't see it, whatever. Because I honestly have a lot of fears moving from this place because you guys are so dear to me. So even though, yes, I'm going to family, I'm leaving family. And and I just want to just say one little thing real quick, and it's kind of part of the subject, but off subject. I love seeing a few of my former students here. Heads all went down. Thank you for coming today. It just does so much for my heart to see your sweet faces, and you are dear to me as well. And one thing I do want to say, because I just touched my little aspen leaf necklace here. Mary Lou prayed this morning that God would be imprinted on the hearts of you all today. That God would leave his imprint. And I say that with this necklace is an imprint of an aspen leaf, which is one of my favorite trees and for so many different reasons. But I do pray that as well. I love that she said that, and I join her in that prayer that God has his imprint on your heart. Maybe it was through us sharing something wonderful like his love with you. Yes, his unconditional love. Amen to that. But, you know, now that we're leaving, he still moves, and he will continue to move. And I think we're going to sing about that here in a second.
I'm good. Well, here's what I want to do is if you two can just come out, we're going to stand out in the sun area because it's probably going to take a few people, but we want to invite, we're going to pray over them. If you want to just come and circle around them and just lay your hands on them, we're going to have the pastor elder team come up and the pastor and elders are going to just pray over you guys. You've heard a couple of those, you know, prayer needs around family. Just pray for safe travel back and forth for Hobbs right now, back and forth both directions. And then, of course, you heard the provisional needs for, you know, their travel expenses are going to be a lot. So again, we're trying to raise that to remind you guys about $5,700 for about 3,000 already. And part of that's also Andrew's going to need another car. I'll just put it out there: if someone has an extra car, you want to donate to Andrew, talk to him after the service this morning. But anyway, well, let's, you guys are gathered around the family of God here, and let's just pray over you. And I'm going to have Ron, maybe you close. But Father, I just start by thanking you for family, thanking you for friendship. You've brought us into the family of God, and that's what's represented here in this circle. And it's wonderful to be connected by your spirit and by what you hold together over your love. Your love binds all together in perfect unity. And so I pray for these two great friends that you would take care of every need they have. They came here on the same faith they're going out there. It's like, how are we going to make this work? But Lord, provide each step of the way for them, and not just financial provision, but obviously the provision of relationships there as well, and the growth of ministry as they just follow your lead in that. But I just begin all that to give them into your hands and your care, because you're the one in control of all of it. And I lift that in Jesus' name.
Father, I just thank you for making it so clear, this move. Not question, not doubt. Those will come later as they get there. And the hurricanes and the bugs and all come. And they'll say, why did we move? And it's like, no, it was clear. You made it clear in so many ways that miraculous that it is time to move and to go, just like you brought them here. And so in the same way that you blessed their coming and that you changed our life and you changed the island through their ministry and through their family, we pray that you do that as they go forward. And in those dark times and stormy times and buggy times, we pray that you will encourage them, knowing that there are people praying for them, loving them, and excited for what you are doing. And that makes it easier for us, Father, to, with great sadness, have them go, because there's no question that this is what you're calling them to. And in the same way that you love them, you love us, and so you'll take care of us too. So we give thanks so much, and we just pray that you bless these days especially, that all the arrangements with moving and barges and U-Haul trailers and long drives, that you will just pave that way. And especially as Shelley starts her job and new teaching and kids to minister to, we just pray that you give her courage and that you open the doors and bless her there. And we thank you so much for them, Father.
Lord, we thank you for this couple, their faithfulness. This is a tough town. There are some tough cookies, and they were in the thick of it. They fought. They ran the race faithfully. We thank you for them, and thank God we'll never be the same for them in our lives. We say thank you, and the kingdom of God in Florida will be stronger for having them in it, and we praise you for how they're leaving this island, and that we'll all just be sad that they're leaving, but gosh, thank you for what you did through them in all of our lives.
I was reading, Father, how the early church sent out Paul and Silas, and how they sent out Barnabas and John Mark. And that's, as Andrew has said, that's what's happening here. So we are sending them back. They came here. They learned what you needed to have them learn. And now we're sending them back, and it's one big, happy family sharing ministry together. Mm-hmm. That's the imprint of our hearts, Lord. We ask that you would, yes, continue to protect them. Keep the evil one away, and we will pray for them diligently and daily for that happening. A lot of traveling going on. We will pray for that diligently, as we would a son, a father, another family member. Mm-hmm. Shelley, yes, starting back up at school without her main man there. But, hey, we know that you are there, and that even surpasses Andrew being there, believe it or not.
Mm-hmm.
But Father, we pray for them preciously, because they are precious to us, as you well know, and they are precious to you as well, as we well know. And so it's in that precious love that we pray together, and that we send them to receive them back again. Yes, we know that, but we send them out. And all God's people said,
Amen. And before Andrew and Shelley just stay put there, but everyone else can find a seat for just a moment. We have one last thing. Yeah, you can come back in the shade here. One last thing, and is it Wayne? Is it you or
Gail?
Oh, here we are. Gail and Carol. I don't know if you guys want.
This is a gift that the church is giving to Andrew and Shelley, and we are hopefully giving them lots of money to travel, but we want them to have something to open and something to a reminder of us through in their new home.
Right. Do you have anything else? Just this season of family for you is also the family here being with you and going with you. And we just wanted you to have something tangible to remember us and to think about us when you see it. And we just bless it for you.
Okay. It's so pretty, though.
Oh, thank you so much.
So some Catalina pottery.
That's real stuff.
It's the real thing. It's the real thing. Thank you.
Awesome. Well, thank you guys so much. And obviously, after the short bit, Carol's going to explain a couple of things here, what's going to happen after worship, but you know, spend time with Andrew and Shelley today. Obviously, this is your chance for Shelley today, so take advantage of that afterwards. But thank you too so much for all your faithfulness and enjoy.
So we are having lunch today after this is all over, but we're trying something new today. No dogs or burgers at the barbecue. We're having a taco bar. And so it's only, you know, 10 of 11. So we don't need to eat right away. So I would ask that we would just be family and relax and enjoy time with Andrew and Shelley and with each other. And we probably won't be eating for at least 20 minutes. Some of you are going to run home and get a salad or something, or just hang out. We're going to have some chips and salsa and there's drinks in the coolers back there. And so just enjoy this time. Don't take the shades down like you guys usually do in 5 seconds. Yeah. So don't take any of the shades down. We're just going to relax, and we'll eat in about 20 minutes.
And so as we just close out in worship together, I want to share one verse with you guys this morning. And I want to share out of the Message of Colossians chapter 3, 15 through 17. It says, let the peace of Christ keep you in tune with each other, in step with each other. None of this going off and doing your own thing. And cultivate thankfulness. Let the word of Christ, the message, have the run of your house. Give it plenty of room in your lives. Instruct and direct one another using good common sense, and sing your hearts out to God. Let every detail in your lives, words, actions, whatever, be done in the name of the Master Jesus, thanking God the Father every step of the way. And that is God's word to you this morning to remind us of just that's what you've been experiencing this morning together. Let the word of God richly dwell in your heart and have its way there. And these last few songs, especially these first couple here, I just think a great way to continue in the spirit of all of this for the weeks, days, months ahead. I look forward to the next celebration service when we'll go a little deeper with some of what these songs are going to bring us into. But just there's a movement of the Spirit of God on our lives, and follow that. Listen to Him. Submit yourselves to Him. Follow Him, and it'll take us exciting places. So let's stand as we just close out in song together. Mountains are still being moved. Strongholds are still being loosed. God, we believe. Yes, we can see it. Wonders are still what you do. Bodies are still being raised. Giants are still being slain. God, we believe. Yes, we can see it. The wonders are still what you do. We are here for you. Come and do what you do. We are here. Set our hearts on you. Come and do what you do. Cause we need a move. We need a move.
Bodies.
And bodies are still being raised. Giants are still being slain. God, we believe. Yes, we can. We are here for you. Come and do what you do. We are here for you. Come and do what you do. Set our hearts on you. Come and do what you do. Cause we need a move.
Happen
when you move. Healing is coming in this room. Miracles happen when you move. Heaven is coming. Miracles happen when you move. Healing is coming in this room. Miracles happen when you move. Heaven is coming.
One more time, miracles.
Miracles happen when you move. Healing is coming in this room. Miracles happen when you move. Heaven is coming. This is a move.
a moon. This is a moon. This is a moon.
We are here.
And we are here for you. Come and do what you do. We are here for you. Come and do what you do. Set our hearts on you. Come and do what you do. This is a moon. This is a moon.
This is our prayer.
We are here for you. Come and do what you do. We are here for you. Come and do what you do. Set our hearts on you. Come and do what you do. 'Cause we need a moon. We need a moon. 'Cause this is a moon. This is a moon. With holy fear, purified in faith and deed, refined as fire, strengthen what remains. So we, the church, who bear your light, lamp aflame, city bright, King and kingdom come is what we pray. 'Cause we need a friend. The fragrance of heaven, pour your spirit out, pour your spirit out. A holy anointing, the power of your presence, pour your spirit out, pour your spirit.
Set your rule and reign in our hearts again. Increase in us, we pray. Unveil why we're made. Come set our hearts ablaze with hope, like wildfire in our very souls. Holy Spirit, come invade us now. Your church, we need your power in us.
Put your hands together, guys. Let's go.
We seek your kingdom first. We hunger and we thirst. Refuse to waste our lives, for you're our joy and prize. To see the captive hearts released, the hurt, the sick, the poor, at peace. We lay down our lives for heaven's cause. We are your church. We pray, revive this earth. Build your kingdom here. Let the your kingdom power, reaching the near and far.
No
force of hell can stop your beauty changing hearts. You made us for much more than this. Awake the kingdom seed in us. Fill us with the strength and love of Christ.
Awesome. Well, hang out. You've heard some awesome testimonies this morning. Go and visit with some of them. Come visit with Shelly and Andrew. Food will be in a little bit. We will let you know when it's time to come and get the main course. But have a great time fellowshipping. God bless you guys. Yeah.